All right, everybody. So I did a lot of talking in that last series, and I get very tired of my own voice. And I know how it is, you know, when somebody's talking, it's really easy for our minds to go vroom, 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 and then you come back and it's like, oh, fuck, what were they talking about, right? And so I try not to have. You're going to go, really, Karen, you're trying that hard? But I'm trying not to have long periods where I do a lot of talking. So what I'd like to do right now, especially since Laura has to leave, this would be the group, a group activity, is to have you, I'm going to split you into two groups, and to have you share with each other what logical progression have you found to go through your body in a way that you don't have to memorize anything? The idea being that anytime we're consciously relaxing, surveying the body, doing a body scan, any of these techniques, memorizing becomes like, oh, did I miss something? Whereas if you come up with a way for you to know, I'm going from here to 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 here, what is it that you have that you works for you to kind of just go through your body? You've been practicing with some of the different body scans. There's a short way and a long way. And what I'd like you to do is to divide up into two groups and come up with a short and a long patterning. Okay, does that make sense? I can't tell. Does that make sense? Yes. Okay. So, and I will give you some traditional patternings, but I don't know. But for me, it's like memorizing these things. It's like, ugh. No. Find the progression. I'm going to go from here to 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 here. Okay. And so let's start with the long one. No. Let's start with the short one because the short one should be your main body sections, right? Something you can do in, say, 5 to 10 minutes, 4 to 9 minutes. It's like a short, right? So what would be the key points? You each group decide what would be the key points in a short meditation that you would want to hit if you were trying to help somebody take them through a relaxation or a body scan type of thing and go by what works for you. And when we come back, maybe your group has, okay, this is what we kind of all agreed on. And we have a couple exceptions here. This kind of worked better for Ramon. This worked better for Lisa. This worked better for Laura kind of thing. Okay. Ready? So I'll just break you into two groups and I'll see you back. What do you think? 10 minutes? Let's do 10 minutes. And if you're done before that, somebody just let me know and we'll come back. And I am going to pop in, but I'm going to keep my video off so you can't see me. All right. Ready, set, into the ethers you go. Boom. There we go. Was that enough time?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there's the timer. All right. So did everybody get a chance to share something?
Steve didn't get as much time as he had the last minute.
Okay, so next time Steve can go first. So what did you, each group, could one person from each group just kind of share with us what, kind of from, with the intention of sharing with the others, what your group kind of discovered about the doing a short progression?
I can start with our group.
Okay, great.
The general consensus was that starting at the feet kept us out of our minds more. And then some of us like still need like sort of outside guidance, and some of us bounce around to other things. Like I bounce around to whatever my body is physically touching. But generally, feet up was the summary.
The summary. And what, I mean, for a short one, what parts of the body do you pay attention to? Because, you know, we can't bring attention to, well, I suppose you could. But what would be the main things? Do you start with toes or just feet? Or could you, what would that progression be, Laura, up the body?
I think it was feet, then like ankles, calves, knees. Although April was like describing like, you know, like when you get to shoulders, not just shoulders, but like back of shoulder or back of whatever this part is.
Yeah. On a short one? Really? On a short one?
Yes, even on the short one, I've been doing that now, but only since doing yoga with Agnieszka.
So another shout out for that class with Agnieszka, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So give me back. Okay. So we go from feet to ankles to calves to knees, and then where?
I'm remembering everything Kelsey said. So then she's like thighs, pelvis, stomach, rib cage, and then like chest, and then shoulders went out to arms, and then I don't remember exactly what Chelsea. Oh, throat. Thank you. And then she spent more, like most of us, once we got to face or head, we spent more time. Because I think there's all the intricacies and all these little tiny muscles that you can move and check in on.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. Okay. Other group, what did you guys do?
What did you do? The complete opposite. So which is interesting though. So Ramon should have been in your group. Ramon, did say he usually starts with the feet but the rest of us started with our heads. So,
yeah. And funny enough, the reason why I would have started was exactly what they said. I usually in my head the whole day. So I usually try to get out of my head completely.
Out of your head. Yeah.
Something I never give attention to. So
that's,
we definitely did ours more of like a group discussion. I don't know if we misunderstood. It sounds like maybe the other group was having each person almost kind of like walk it through, and we did more as it was a group project. So,
so we just kind of, as a group, came up with what, you know, we kind of do. And starting at the top of the head, one of the things that Lisa said that I wrote down, because it was at least in Oregon, she heard a comment about smiling behind the eyebrows. And I just really liked that. And then we all talked about how we kind of get into that motion, and some of us use, you know, I use like a torus field to kind of clear and cleanse my energy, and Brenda uses water, and I think that was a consensus of most everybody, like just water washing through you, right? Starting at the top of the head, moving down through the throat, through the chest, out the arms, out the hands, down the torso, you know, through the pelvis, you know, again, each body region down, you know, out the bottom of your feet. And Lisa, again, Lisa in Oregon, really likes bringing, she, the initial part will bring it back up to her head a few times, right? To keep relaxing the jaw, keep reminding herself to bring that into the present moment. And then at the end, we all, Lisa with two eyes, I loved hers, was focusing on the fingers and the toes and bringing attention and kind of moving them around, and that it was at the end, right? To kind of come back to the present. So you can come back to the present moment. Did I get everything? We talked a little bit about gratitude. Oh, and ending with the invocation. Ramon ends with the invocation.
Oh, sweet. What's the progression? If you start at your head, what's the progression?
Didn't I say that? Coming down through your throat, well, through your head, through your throat, through your torso, which includes your back, your shoulders, down through your rib cage, through your abdomen, through your pelvis, through your legs, down through your calves, out your feet.
Are the arms in there?
Yeah. Oh, I said that the first time, but yeah, the arms, out through your fingers.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, all right. Let's do a couple little clarifications here.
Can I just say something real quick?
Yeah. Yeah.
There was something interesting in our group was that, that Laura was describing how she does it, which is, instead of just going down, you know, item by item, she tends to go with what she's feeling, like what her body's actually touching. And Agnieszka noticed for her that she said that would be even harder because you're not just in your, almost in your head, just checking off the list, that it's Laura's almost having to do the harder work of truly feeling the sensation in her body at that point of her body. And to Agnieszka, that seemed like that would be even harder because, and anyway, it was interesting. You guys could, you know, expound more on that, but I found that to be really a fascinating little, like, wow, that's a subtle difference in how to think about a body scan. Anyway, that was cool.
So from here, great job, everybody. What I want to do now is kind of put into context everything you've just said in terms of, I'm going to break it into there's three categories of working with your own body and with somebody else's body. And what I want to make a distinction about is that this is a meditative process as opposed to simply a relaxation process. So we're drawing on principles of really yoga at this point, to help us, of the yoga tradition, to inform how we're going to do this. So there's simply relaxing the body. That's one. Another way would be to, which is more when we get into the body scan, where we are more aware of the parts of the body, the individual parts of the body, and really kind of surveying and investigating those parts. And I want to use the word survey rather than relax. And one of the more traditional ways of teaching this is that we really don't use the word relax. We just don't use the word relax because what does relax mean? It's too generic. It's too broad. And for many of us, we have ways of relaxing. Like if I asked you to mute right now, actually I'm going to do this. Let's unmute. And each one of you just tell us one thing you do to relax. Jog, listen to music, watch TV, take a bath, you know, those, what do you do to relax? Each person, let's go in order you all know. Alphabetical order by first name. Here we go. Agnieszka, that's you.
I don't know. I have not been relaxing lately. I've been very anxious.
Okay, but if you were, what could you do to
I would lay down. I would lay down.
Lay down?
Yeah.
Okay. Where'd April go?
Oh,
there you are.
I want to relax in the sun. Like that's how I relax. I'm like a cat in the sun. Yeah.
So you lay in the sun.
Yeah, not sunbathing, but like just, yeah, yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, he's demonstrating. I hold a cat and then watch TV.
Okay. No laughing. No laughing, Brenda.
Okay.
Say it again. Take out the laugh.
I hold my cat and watch TV.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Who is it? Who's next?
Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Apparently I'm not paying attention. It's either a hot bath or I mostly meditate now. I wouldn't have said that a long time ago, but if I need to relax, that's what I do.
Okay.
I like going outside, going for a walk.
I like to swing or rock, like a rocking chair, or like we have a porch swing. Or like our kids have like a IKEA swing and I'll get on it. It's fun.
Nice.
I definitely like outside when the weather's good, or reading a good book.
Yeah, I like laying in the sun too, and meditating too. That will be after work, sit in my car, and just sit there for a minute.
Okay. Yep, I think it's you, Ramon. Yeah.
Yeah, I usually take a 17-minute nap, exactly 17 minutes, and then I meditate.
Okay.
Don't ask why the 17 minutes, but 17 minutes.
I was just going to ask, is there significance in the 17 minutes, Ben?
Yeah, we all want to know, Ramon. You got to tell us.
So I found that my body, if I don't get into deep REM, I can function. I just need to close my eyes and just kind of reset, and 17 minutes gets me to the point where I've kind of gone just on the outer fringes of REM, but when I wake up, I'm fully refreshed. If I go past anything, 17 minutes, what I've noticed is that then I'm tired and I'm exhausted. I just want to keep sleeping. But 17 minutes seems to be that sweet spot that gets me what I need, and then I'm a complete reset for me.
I love that, because I try to do the 20-minute thing, but it's, okay, 17. It's a secret.
This is what works for me. So I
yeah. All right. Yep. Steve, what about you?
In order to really relax, on the one hand, I have to go running. Like, I've sort of beat myself pretty hard. I can kind of relax and think I'm relaxing, and do get some relaxation by breathing and taking a nap.
Okay. So this is why we don't use the word relax. Okay. And body scan is really useful in the culture, but really what we're learning to do is a meditative skill that you are gaining is we are bringing our attention to our body in the present moment without any other distractions. No story, no visualization, no music, no auto-suggestion. We're just completely present in the body. And when we are attentive to the body in the present moment, the body naturally lets go. So when we do one of these, I very rarely use the word relax. And I would encourage you to find a vocabulary that gives you the cue to literally do what you want the body to do, which is to release, let go, soften, melt. Well, those are kind of key words. So I would stick with a verb or a word that cues, and do this for you, right? Release the forehead, soften the forehead, let go of any tightness, things like that. Does that make sense? Yeah, April.
You said that there were traditionally three ways or methods of doing a body scan. One is relaxed body.
No, not three ways of doing the body scan. There are three different techniques. Oh, yeah. We want to be clear. There's just relaxing the body. There's, which you haven't done yet, which we'll do today or tomorrow. There's the idea of the body scan where we are turning in and we are surveying the sensation in an area of the body. And then there's one step more, which is a much deeper internalization of our attention to the body that brings us into attention and awareness of the subtle body, the subtle energies. And so what we want to do is just know that there's relaxing, there's surveying and becoming really attentive and working with the sensation in the body. And then the next step is becoming aware of also the opening a portal to the more subtle awarenesses of sensation in the body. Does that make sense?
But have we done that?
Nope.
Oh, we haven't.
You've done the middle one.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, you've done the middle one. We haven't done the N one. Now, if you've been my student, you've probably done all of them. But for this course, what we want to kind of in your mind, what you want to start to do is just recognize there's three different purposes. So if all you want to do is relax your body, there's this technique. If you're trying to be really find a place of a little more meditative calm and centering and just becoming present, that's your middle technique. When we're trying to dive a little more into a subtle awareness of the subtle body and the energies, we might call it, there's the third technique. Okay. All of them rely on you having a progression. A progression that you follow. And which is why I asked you to memorize on your own. And I just mean memorizing your body, right? A progression that works for you. So for Laura, who tends to go more where the sensation is, that's a great introduction. That's a great way in. But eventually, we're going to want to find a progression from the head down or the feet up, one direction or another, that's kind of your go-to. And the short one are the main points. And the longer one, we get a little more detailed, a little more involved. In most, I don't want to say all, most traditions, if you start at the top, you go from the shoulders down to the arms, to the fingers, and you come back up. You don't go down, go down to the arms, and then just come back to the shoulders. Especially if you're doing a long one. If you're doing a short one, a lot more discretion. And same thing. Oh, my Mac isn't plugged in. Hold on here a second. I'm about to lose battery. There we go. Same thing. When you go down the body, if you go down, if you're going down the body, down to the toes, if you want to bring somebody back up, you come up the legs and up the torso. We either end at the feet, or if you want to come back up to the face, you come back up through the body. You don't want to boom, 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 because, well, it just breaks the continuity. Okay. So there's, when you're working with just the physical body, it's nice to know where the main energy centers are. And you're not going to say to somebody, okay, now soften your throat chakra, soften the heart chakra. You're going to simply say throat, heart, solar plexus, lower abdomen, lower back, hips. But you know that when you are guiding somebody through that part of the body, the physical body, you know that you are actually also touching each of the chakric levels. And if you want to simplify the levels, the only one I would leave out is you've got the head, right? You've got the throat, you've got the heart, you've got the solar plexus, the navel center. And then you go into the hips. Trying to find the chakra in between the hips and the navel can get mushy. It's not an easy center for people to find. So I would leave out that chakric level. And if you're doing a shorter one, okay. So what else did I want to tell you about that? I want to make sure you find words that don't use the word relax. Find other words. It's important in a body scan, and you've all experienced this, to find that delicate balance between going too fast where you can't quite land and going too slow where your mind wanders and you drift into sleep, right? It's like, so what you want to practice when you're doing this on your own is finding what is the rhythm where my mind can stay engaged. Because what do we know? The mind needs something to do. The mind needs something to do. The mind needs something to do. And so if you're, bring your attention to your face. Okay. Or your head. How long can you stay there in your head without your mind going somewhere? It needs, oh, forehead, eyebrows, eyes, smile behind my eyes. Oh, nostrils, nose, cheekbones, cheeks. It needs, mind needs some kind of direction, right? Even if you're doing it for yourself, just moving to something else keeps the mind engaged. Yeah? And so you want to practice when you practice on your own. What is the length of time I can spend in an area and not lose consciousness and not have my mind wander? And then just trust that whatever your mind is doing, that's how you will do it for others also.
I have a question. Yes. So body scan is different than soften to release. We're just recognizing and allowing.
Yes.
Moving on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Very clearly said. Yes. So release, relax. That's one thing. A body scan, you're using several, you're using the principle that attention to an area, sometimes combined with a breath, attention on its own We use the word survey a lot because that implies a little bit of curiosity, a little bit of activity, right? That on its own will release that area of the body. Just bringing your attention to an area, it's like it gives it permission to open. So a body scan, Lisa, as you so beautifully said, is about being present in with a sensation and not resisting it. Complete allowing the sensation to be there by investigating, being curious, surveying. And then we move to the next spot on the body, which is training you to not be attached, to not get stuck, and to recognize, I mean, this is the key piece of it, is to experience impermanence. And by experiencing impermanence, it starts to set up a new patterning, like Kathleen said earlier, a new neural pathway inside you that realizes that everything's temporary. Because you're in your ankle, you've got an ache in your ankle, right? And now you've moved up to your shin, to your knee. Well, you've forgotten all about the ache in your ankle. You've moved right on. You've moved through. So in a way, that process, and you would never tell this to your students right in the beginning, is training you to allow something to just be without getting stuck or trapped in it, which is what we need for Tonglen, which is what we need to move through in emotions. It's that same skill in a smaller form.
My avoidance is thinking that if I touch it, it will consume me.
Exactly.
Or it will be too big to get back into control. And so having that boundary where I have that rule skeleton, I almost have to move on, which helps me do that. And I just realized that is teaching me that it's okay. I'm going to move on. It's not, I can sit here because it's going to move in a minute or seconds.
Exactly, Lisa. Exactly. Exactly. Great insight. Yeah.
Would you
I want to take a moment. Did everybody hear what Lisa said? And that's the power of this, right? And I want to point this out so everybody's aware of what we just did. I never ever asked Lisa to stay anywhere. Do you remember as she would talk about, I just moved. I just went away for that part. It was like, okay, that's smart. We get to move at the pace that feels safe and comfortable to us. And from being completely just, I don't know if this is where it was for you, Lisa, but okay, down through her head, oh, heart gone, boom, oh, she's back in her hips. Okay, I can go there, back into the hips. We allow that. And then someday it goes, oh, wait, you're not going to have to be there that long. Oh, okay, whew, okay, back through. And we trust our own inner wisdom to help us get there in a way that doesn't breed anxiety, fear, and panic, but instead teaches you a sense of trust. Trusting that, oh, I can do what's safe. Okay, if I go little by little, hey, I can do this, I can do this. This is important mainly for you, but also when you're working with a student. We never want to force anybody, ever, because you don't know what's best for them. I don't know what's best for you. I really don't, right? I know these techniques work, but I know they work when you work them the way that your wisdom guides you to. Is that clear? I wanted to really take a moment that was a beautiful example of, well, how it works. It works. It works. Okay. So was it Lisa? Did you have a comment, or April? Somebody did.
Yeah, and it was relating to what Lisa just said, that her awareness that, oh, I'm the fear of maybe being stuck in that spot, and the scan helps you to move to it trains us that, oh, that law of impermanence, we get to move on to the next thing. We don't have to stay there. Would you would you say that that is an example of that, that's kind of the third way of doing a body scan, that's almost that subtle? No.
That's okay. The second way. That's part of what it trains you for. It is, okay. That body scan is a very powerful tool. I mean, and you know, you're learning this because we're in the teacher training, right? But you know, your people don't have to understand this at all. Just do the body scan.
Did you say yes or no to that? What? I'm sorry. Did you just say yes or no to April's question?
I said no.
No, it's not the third. Okay. That's what I just wanted to clarify. Okay, great.
No, we haven't done the third one yet.
Okay.
So you know, okay. And the first one is so simple. I think we'll get to it today. It's so simple and it's very effective. But no, we've been focusing on the body scan. And so that was a great, point you made there, April. Yes. Lisa, did you have something?
I had unstable internet when you were talking about if you're doing the short one, the area, the energetic area you want to avoid is.
Oh, the water chakra, the Svadhisthana chakra, you've got your tailbone, your navel, and there's the one in the middle, the lower back there, the sacrum. Just leave that one out.
Okay.
Cause it's just too mushy to explain.
Is that sacral?
Sacral, yeah. And sometimes they'll say, you know, and drop to that area. I've done this, you know, 3-4 inches below your belly button, 6 inches below. But it's, you know, just if you want to do it, just say and soften your abdomen, your intestines, do it that way. But you know what you're doing, but it's a mushy, I have found. Now, some of you maybe who have done yoga and done this, you may have a really nice way of getting through that area, but I have found that it's a little mushy for people to grasp. It's probably the hardest chakra for people to find. So, Agnieszka, yeah.
You said something earlier that the third thing that body scan allows us to kind of experience is the impermanence. And then you said moving through something without being stuck in it or trapped by it.
Or trapped by it. So if like say you're in your, let's say you're in your ankle and your ankle's, you know, you just twisted it. Your ankle's in a lot of pain, right? It's very easy to be trapped. I think I said trapped in it because you've been walking around. All you know is right now, I got a sprained ankle. Well, what this trains us to, which is why it's used when we're working with pain management is, okay, I'm in my ankle. I'm exploring the pain in my ankle. Okay. Whoa. I'm just diving into it. Come up to my shin. All right, I'm coming up to my shin. Well, your ankle's going to want to pull you back, right? And as you learn to now just come to the shin, come to the calf, ankle pulls you back. Okay, come to my knee. And then you literally, give the mind something to do. You start exploring. Okay, I know there's my skin, and then I know there's a kneecap, and I know they tell me there's these ligaments, and there's these spaces, and these two bones come together there, and you're kind of in there. Next thing you know, you're not even thinking about your ankle. You're not even aware of the pain of your ankle, right? And so we're training our mind. That moment when you realize, I'm not even aware of the pain of my ankle is a huge recognition that, where I put my attention, that's where I am. And so so the layers of what that's working with, just in terms of moving through pain, right? Just in terms of recognizing that your thoughts, you can choose to where your thought is. You can choose where your attention is, your focus is. It's a powerful, it's literally like lifting up the weight. That's what we're doing there. And now you have the strength to do all these things that, you know, because you've just learned how to move your mind to the next thing. And not stay trapped or stuck in one thought.
Small example, when I did the ice cube thing,
yeah,
and you had us find the edges, I was kind of shocked to feel that it was only that small and that the rest of my body wasn't experiencing pain. And because at first it felt like, oh my gosh, I am in pain, but it was only that little spot. And so I was able to go into the other parts of my body and just let that pain be there.
Okay, I'm going to come back to that. Agnieszka, finish your question, yeah.
So this is in a way working with attachment, because you talked about attachment and rejection. So how do you work with rejection in the body scan, with the rejecting part? Did I miss it?
Or? No, you do. If you're rejecting, you go slowly. You do what we did with Lisa, right? Just if you're rejecting it, just move on. Just give yourself space. There's a reason you're rejecting it, right? So let's be kind and wise, and eventually you'll come around. Eventually it does.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So how many of you have done the ice cube thing? Okay. So, all right. So we'll do the ice cube thing, at some point. I'll put that in my list.
The love hate relationship with the ice cube one.
Oh, I'm feeling a little resistance coming.
Well, I know what's coming. I've done it twice with you and like, oh God, I hate this. And then I do it and I'm like, God, I love this.
Well, no, do it. What was that?
I've never done it. I don't know how I missed it. So
we did it in the, I think it was last year's series. It was part of, or the year before. We were still at the center, so we did it as part of the series then. So, but we will do it because this is part of, as we're moving into this last few weeks of this semester, we'll bring that in. And I'm so glad we asked that because in my head, I'd assumed everybody had done it. But you can never do it too many times. So we'll do it.
I would think it would be challenging to do it not all together though. Like, I don't know. We can do it.
I've done it. Brenda's, but I don't really want to do it, Karen. I'm going to tell you it's challenging.
I'll find an excuse to not have to do that again.
A heads up. We don't have ice. I mean, I don't make ice or because I don't use it. So I just will need a heads up.
Do you have anything frozen?
Yeah, I have I have some frozen vegetables or something like that. But I mean,
would you be willing to pull out like a piece of a few things of frozen corn or peas or something like that?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm just saying I can make some ahead of time. I need
which week we're going to do it? Well, my weeks are, okay. We will do it. I don't know which week we're doing it now.
Okay.
We're covering a lot of good stuff, but some of the stuff I thought we'd cover later, we're covering it today. So I'm going to,
a nice warm summer day.
Now, well, so Kathleen, go ahead and make the ice because we might even do it next week. Okay. So go ahead and make it. All right. and we don't want huge, big cubes. You want something about the size of a quarter. So everybody heads up. You're going to need to have some ice the size of a quarter in the next couple of weeks. All right. You guys are so fun. All right. Now I've lost total track of where are we? Oh. Any other questions? Let's start there. Thoughts? Agnieszka, yeah.
I kind of wanted to go back to the previous conversation about feeling anger and how it's the first thing, emotion we go to. Mm-hmm. And I find it very challenging to feel anger. I feel sadness. And I think there's more people who go to sadness rather than anger. And I really need to work on it to feel anger. I go to sadness.
So this is an interesting thing. And I'll be curious to see as we unfold over these months, like with Lisa, she was in her head and what was underneath it was sadness. And we wouldn't call it anger, but there was irritation and frustration, right? Anger is a big word that covers frustration, irritation. It covers all those things. Underneath it was sadness. For people who have not been allowed to be angry, what's going to happen is, yeah, you're just going to start as sadness because it's a, and I may be wrong here, my experience is that that sadness is more, is as much about, I don't deserve it. I can't be, I can't, it almost moves into a depression. It's like a, it's a heaviness. And for people who are in that world, it's like you're in touch with the feeling underneath the anger. But sometimes what happens is in that process of moving up in, out of that sadness, you move through anger because the anger is the strength to get you up out of it. And so, and I'm not saying it has to be, but that's what I've noticed, is that it's somehow, it's anger isn't the horrible, awful thing we think it is. It is a way for us to tap into strength. And so a lot of times we'll, when we're working with people who have had, feel like they're not, you're not allowed to express how you feel. You don't get to, so you stay in that place. The victory is to just say it. And if the anger is the way to say it, you say, no, fuck you. You would probably say fuck you the first time, but you know, it'd be like, no, I'm not going to do it. And you get off the phone and you go, whoa, instead of going, whoa, I got angry. Oh no. Oh no. You go, yes, I did it. I stood up for myself. The anger is a good thing. See how complicated it is? There's no, right? There's so many facets. Did that? How did that sound?
Thank you.
Okay. So for those of us raised, me, anger, mine was to learn how to move through the anger to the other side. For people maybe like you, and certainly I learned this from my mother. For my mother to get angry was a huge victory. It meant she was, it was a good thing, right? So, yeah. Ramon.
So I read a book a while back called Power Versus Force by Dr. Hawkins. And essentially talks about, he created something called a map of consciousness, right? Okay. And it goes through all these emotionals, and he's able to calibrate it using a technique, but that's not the important. The important part is that, to your point, when he says, when you get to anger, you know, you have, I'm trying to have it on the wall here, apathy, grief, fear, those are low energies. When you get to anger, now you're able, it still kind of calibrates at a low level, but now you're able to turn. Now you're at a point of, you're at a decision point. Now you're able to turn it the other way. Now you're able to do something positive with that energy because there's energy there. Then it goes on and on and on. And it just makes it so clear, because when I see myself, when I'm at a fear, kind of what's that calibrating at? I feel myself at this energy. I'm like, I got to get up to it. If I get angry, why am I so pissed off? Why am I so scared of this? When I get pissed off at it, yeah, I mean, there's anger and these other negative emotions, but it forces me to action, which then creates a positive effect.
So let's not call it negative things, right? Because in context, like for my mom, that's a positive thing. For me, it was a destructive thing.
Yeah.
Right. And so we want to take that negative positive out. And is it helping you? It's productive. If it's not helping, it's destructive.
Yeah.
If it's helping to protect you, that's productive.
Yeah.
If it's preventing you from developing relationships, that's destructive. So it can be the same thing, right? This is where we're into the nitty gritty here. It's not simple, black and white.
Yeah.
It's like the Rumi Quom, it was in one of the books, probably Bhante's book. Someday I'll tell you if I ever, I have such affection for this Bhante guy. There's a quote from Rumi that goes, out beyond ideas of right and wrong, there is a field and I'll meet you there. In other words, let's let go of right and wrong, good and bad, positive, negative, and let's get to that place where we realize, Oh, it's all relative. It's all relative. There is no boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Right? See, you guys are so fun.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. Out beyond ideas of right and wrong, there is a field. I'll meet you there. and some quick typer could put it in the chat and then you guys could copy it and paste it into a note somewhere. I see Miss Kelsey getting right to it. Yes. She knew who I meant. Agnieszka. Yeah.
I would like to request a workshop on anger.
I totally. A couple of years ago, we were doing a lot with Rain, and I did a series on the intense emotions. Anger, shame, fear, grief. I think those were it. Let's set that up, because that is part of your training, is to do a couple of workshops. So we'll set that up.
Well, at some point in the future, doesn't have to be now.
All right.
How to be angry skillfully for something.
Got it. All right. Okay. Well, so I'm torn between, I think what I'd like to do is take us out. This is not a long it's not a long thing, but let's practice the tense release, just the relax the body thing. And you can do it sitting, you can do it laying down, but I would recommend you play with it tonight. When you lay down in bed, just try doing it real fast. When you wake up in the morning, just give yourself a couple times to just practice it on your own. Okay. It's very simple. And I'm going to do it with you now, and I'll break it up into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 12 parts, but you could do it in 3 parts. You can do it. It's kind of like the body scan. You can break it into short increments or not. But the idea behind this is simply this. When you have tension in the body and you live with tension in the body, it feels normal, right? So what we do is we add more tension and we squeeze that muscle so that in that release, you experience a different new normal. You experience what it is to be in that muscle without that low grade tension that you usually carry. Does that make sense? Now, I'm going to do it with you right now, and I'm going to ask you to squeeze it like that till you're vibrating, right? You can totally do this by just bringing it to, like, if this is loose, right? I'm going to be asking you to do this. You could also do just 50%. It still works. Okay. The other thing about this is, we can do it with the breath. When you do it with the breath, it's more effective. Today, we're not going to do it with the breath. We're just going to learn how to isolate parts of the body. And that is a skill that you as a meditator, I'm going to encourage you to develop. Hold on. Are you guys there? Hold on. There you are. Sorry. My phone went and it eliminated my Zoom. Okay. A skill I'm going to ask you to work on, and just think it in your mind, this is something I'm going to work on for the rest of my life, is to be able to isolate different parts of the body. Yoga people will have much easier time with this. If you've ever been a dancer, you'll have an easier time with this. But we want to learn how to isolate the muscles so you can squeeze your foot and keep your thigh soft. Keep your butt from squeezing. So isolating, squeezing the foot, squeezing the calf, trying to keep the foot, the muscles around it as soft as possible. So we're isolating. Do this with me right now. Like right now, just try and squeeze your calf. You're going to find that your thigh is tensing up. Your foot is tensing up. Maybe your buttocks and your abs, everything's tightening up to tighten that one muscle. What we're going to learn how to do over time is to be able to literally just squeeze the calf. Just squeeze the thigh. Just squeeze the left buttock. Try it right now. And when you get it, you squeeze it, you squeeze it, and then you're going to try to soften the muscles around it. I know it takes a little doing, but you squeeze it, squeeze it. And there's naturally going to be a little bit of inclusion from the muscles around it. But I guarantee you over time, as you do this, you can learn to literally squeeze just your shoulder, just my shoulder right there. My arm is loose. My neck is loose. It's just the shoulder. It's a skill that will stand you in good stead in more ways than I can tell you. But so we're going to start towards that skill by just learning to squeeze certain parts of the body. All right. So stay sitting. If you're in a, if it's easy for you to lay down, go ahead and lay down. But if it's not, you can totally do this sitting up, but I'm going to ask you to try and do it, when you're laying down before you go to bed tonight and when you wake up in the morning. Okay. So Mr. Steve, I'm going to ask you to take the gum out for this. All right. Okay. So whatever posture you're in right now, drop your attention into your feet. I'm going to ask you to just begin, and we're not doing this with the breath right now. You're going to begin to squeeze both feet, squeeze them. If you haven't been eating a lot of bananas and you start cramping up, don't do the feet. But otherwise, squeeze the toes, squeeze. Now see if you can squeeze to the point where they're vibrating. And now inhale, and as you exhale, release. Just notice how they feel. This is all about noticing. And now bring your attention into your calves and begin to squeeze both calves. Just notice all the other muscles that are tightening up to help you squeeze your calves, right? But focus on the calf. Bring it to the point where it's really vibrating and see if you can keep that vibration as you soften the thigh, soften the feet. And if you can't, then just come back to keeping the calf vibrating. And now inhale. And as you exhale, soften the calf. And notice what that feels like. And now bring your attention to your thighs and begin to squeeze both thighs. Squeeze. Now squeeze them so tight that they're vibrating. And see if you can soften your buttocks, soften your calves. If you can't, don't worry about it. Just keep squeezing your thighs. And now inhale. And as you exhale, release the thighs. And notice. Notice how your body is responding. And now bring your attention to your buttocks. In advanced class, I would have you isolate them, but today we're going to squeeze both butts. Squeeze both butt cheeks. Squeeze them. If you're sitting, you're going to lift up. If you're laying down, it'll still lift you up. Squeeze. Feel that vibrating. Now, can you soften your abdomen? Can you soften your abdomen and keep your butt cheeks squeezing? And now go ahead. Keep squeezing. Inhale. And as you exhale, soften the butt cheeks and all the other muscles that had engaged. And now bring your attention to your abdomen, your lower back, and squeeze. Just really squeeze. Tighten up those muscles. Tighten up the muscles in the lower back. Squeezing. Inhale and soften. Bring your attention to your chest, your stomach, and squeeze. Just squeeze the muscles of your chest and engage your stomach a little bit and see if you can keep the arms soft at least, even as you're squeezing the chest and the stomach. Can you keep the arms soft? Squeeze. Inhale and soften. And now bring your attention to your shoulders. See if you can squeeze your shoulders. A little tricky. Just the shoulders. Just the shoulders. They might want to lift up towards your ears. That's fine. Squeeze just the shoulders. See if you can keep the forearms and the hands soft. Just the shoulders. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Inhale. Exhale. Release the shoulders. Now we're going to squeeze the upper arms and the forearms, but not the hands. Okay. So when you're ready, start with the upper arm squeeze. Squeeze the forearms. See if you can keep your hands soft. And see if you can keep your chest soft. Okay. So it's upper arms, forearms, squeezing, 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 squeezing. Inhale. And exhale, soften for upper arm, soften lower arm. And now for the hands, we're just going to squeeze the hands. So put the thumbs inside the fingers, unless you have arthritis and it really hurts, and then keep the thumbs out. And imagine that you're just gripping that thumb, gripping, gripping, gripping. The hands are squeezing. But the arms are soft. Just the hand is gripping. Really grip into that baby finger, that ring finger, the middle finger, the pointer finger. If it's hurting your thumb, just remove the thumb and squeeze, and then press the thumb into the palm. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Inhale and release. And then contrary to what I said about going back up the arm, we are going to go right up to the neck and the face and begin to contract the neck and squeeze the face. Literally, nobody's looking at you. Just squeeze, squeeze the eyes, squeeze the nose, squeeze the mouth, squeeze the cheeks, squeeze the neck, squeeze your scalp, squeeze, 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 squeeze. And then inhale. And as you exhale, soften. Ah. And now just notice. Notice how your whole body feels. We're going to do one more. This time we're going to squeeze everything. And I'm going to ask you to squeeze as I name the body part. Okay? And I'm going to ask you then, when we release, we're going to release all at once everything. Okay? So squeeze your feet, your calves, your thighs, your buttocks, your abdomen, your chest, your shoulders, your upper arms, lower arms, hands, neck, head. Squeeze everything. Vibrate, vibrate. And then inhale. And as you exhale, release everything all at once. And just for grins, check in with your jaw. Is your jaw soft? Check in with your eyes. Is it behind your eyes relaxed and soft? Check in with your scalp. Is your scalp soft? Check in with your butt cheeks. Are your butt cheeks soft? Let's rest here for just a few more seconds. Just enjoy whatever level of softening and release you have found in the body. And when you do this on your own before bed, this will just help you drift off into sleep. You do it in the morning. Do it more like this. Just inhale. Exhale, bringing your attention back to your hands, your feet, your arms, your legs. And then just kind of stretch a little. Come back into the body. And if it's morning, you just then take a deep breath and open your eyes. And if you're laying down right now, go ahead and just gently turn yourself to your right side. Rest there for just a moment. And then just use your arms to help lift yourself back to your seated position and just very gently, no rush, come back to your chair. So as we're doing that, I realized nobody's looking at you, but I realized as I squeeze my face, I'm doing this. It's like, oh, the camera's going to be right on me. My face all squished up. And I almost said something, but then I figured I'd make you laugh and that would defeat the whole purpose of the relaxation. So how was that? Comments, just a couple of comments because we're almost close to time. How was that?
I thought it was, sorry. Nope. Okay, mine is quick. I just wanted to say, you mentioned like squeezing, so then when we release, we can find an even deeper level of releasing. And I experienced that. Like every time we would release, it would be like, release. And then in the next few seconds, it would be more release. So it's really magical for me.
Yeah.
And I have the same sensation because it's another love-hate thing because I actually hate doing it. I hate the sensation of the tight. But then the release is so glorious that it's worth the kind of the pain and discomfort of the squeezing of it. Like, I don't know why I have a resistance to that part of it. I just hate it, but I love the release. It's truly so like everything just melts and I feel so heavy. It's great.
Is there anybody who didn't like it? As in it didn't bring a sense of release and calm. It just brought tension, anxiety, worry, discomfort. Oh, Ramon, I saw you on mute, so I thought you had some.
No, I was talking to my wife in a second. No, I was going to say though, but it was very, that works for me because that is very relaxing. I'm able to tense up pretty easy. So the release was, I mean, it's really that'll put me to sleep. That will definitely do it for me. So thanks.
So this is a simple technique. It is so simple, right? Mm-hmm. Identify an area of the body, squeeze it, release it. Mm-hmm. And it's like magic. And to be honest, this was the first, way back in the 90s when I was starting to get back into meditation, this was the first technique that I learned. And it takes more long, but it was literally right foot, right calf, right knee, right thigh, left foot, left ankle, left calf, left knee, left thigh, right buttock, left buttock, right, left, all up, squeeze up. And it was... This is why I know you will eventually begin able to isolate. I was blown away at how, and it's better lying down. I could literally just squeeze one part of my body and the rest of my body could stay soft. Now, just think, what are the levels and layers of what you're learning with that, right? So let's open tomorrow by reflecting on what does that simple exercise in a symbolic way start teaching us, right? So I think this is great for today. That's all you have to do for tomorrow is see if you can practice this lying down twice. I gave you before bed and in the morning just because I felt easy. But try it at least twice in the progression that works for you. Yay. And then tomorrow we'll we'll do a little bit, we'll do more with this. And just so you be prepared, I'm going to have some of you lead us. So know your progression. Know your short progression, okay? So that you can show us what you do and we'll do it with you, okay? And tomorrow, somebody's got to tell us the thorn story. I keep wanting every week somebody to do it, but so be prepared because I'm going to call on somebody to share it, all right? Okay. With that, my dears, I think it's time to go. So, oh, we're a little over. So let's do an Om Shanti and I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Find your seats. Tap back into whatever sense of relaxation or release you found. Follow the breath into the heart center. And see if without any sense of words, you can simply attune to that sensation of the breath opening something here at the center of your being. And into that sensation, let's drop the sensation of your goal, your aspiration. And let's add to that, that sense of peace that comes when we realize something we've been seeking. And as we kind of merge these two into beautiful little smoothie or salad, whatever you want to call it, let's send that to ourselves and each other as we say our shantis, okay? Inhale. Om. Now say it with a smile because we got to enjoy this, right? Shanti. Okay, you don't got to enjoy it, but we're hoping you enjoy it, right? And so with this next one, we're going to send it to each other. Send it to each other. Shanti. And that's such a good feeling. It does bring a smile to our face, right? But this next time around, you're going to send it out to your fellow trainees and with that smile, with that joy. But as you do it, know, be aware that everybody's sending it to you. You've got 10 other people sending it back to you. And see if you can start to be aware of receiving it even as you're sending it. Okay? Let's go. Inhale. Shanti. Oh, and let's say it together. I want you unmute. Unmute for this part so we can hear each other. Okay? May we be blessed. May we be blessed.
May we be blessed.
And may we be triply blessed. That we may be
an even greater blessing
to others.
To others.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Namaste. I love you guys. You're amazing. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Oh.